Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2253, first written January 2nd, 2019. Luke 17, verse 5, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Welcome to a new year. Here we are at a brand new year, resolution time, goal time. What drives resolutions more than anything else is not the flip of a calendar, but rather a tired feeling we have within ourselves. When a person is tired of what he sees in the mirror, he will exercise or diet. When a person is tired of being broke, he will set up a budget and stick to it. When a person is tired of shouting and slamming doors in his house, he'll try better communication and parenting. When a person is tired of spending every night watching mindless TV, he'll pick up a book and start reading. Our verse today is a request made by the apostles. They wanted more faith. That's something we should all want. However, it's not up to the Lord to increase our faith. That's something we must do. The Lord will give us reasons to believe. The Lord will show us great value of deeper faith. The Lord will even illustrate the consequences of having little faith. But the increasing part, that belongs to us. It doesn't belong to the church. It is something that each of us has to do. Faith, we remember, comes from the Word of God, Romans 10, verse 17. Faith must be used daily. And so when we get tired of sitting week after week in a church building without much changing in our lives, then we'll take the steps to increase our faith. For the next Jumpstart, I want to look at how we do this. What can I do to increase my faith? And let's give some thoughts to this very idea. Let's begin at the beginning. What can I do to help myself? How can I get stronger in the Lord? What can I do to increase my faith? Great questions. First, take advantage of what your congregation offers. This very simple step is missed by so many. And because it's missed, some continue to drift and never grow as God wants them to. Get to services. Get to services as often as your congregation has worship services. You be there. Good things happen. The Bible's taught. You're connecting with God's people. Do you go to Bible classes? Well, you need to. And not just once in a while. Be there like a college student that's going to class. You'll never get a full knowledge if you show up for the first class, then miss the next three or four, and then go to another one, and then miss the next four or five. Any college student that follows that example with his classes will flunk out. Is there any reason we don't seem to be getting things that's right before us when we follow that pattern? Does your congregation invite preachers in for special meetings? Well, be there. Another opportunity to learn, grow, and develop. Bring your Bible. Take along a pen and notebook. I've been preaching for 40 years now. I still take notes when others preach, and the reason why is I want to learn. They teach me things. It increases my knowledge and my faith. Those that heed this advice the most are likely to be the very ones who grow as God wants them to. Second, begin a daily spiritual habit of reading God's Word. Like saving money, like sticking to a diet, it's the little things, everyday things that really make a difference. Impulse shopping kills the budget. Eating chips and watching a ball game kills the diet. When we tell ourselves one donut won't hurt anything, it usually does. That was yesterday, we say. And we say the same thing today. And the diet is derailed because of little choices we make every day. There are many daily Bible reading programs. Find one that fits with you. Stick with it. Print out a list and keep it on the fridge or on your desk. Check off every day what you plan to read. And don't speed read. Really read. Look at the words. Look at the concepts, the principles, the teachings. Learn. See. Put yourself in that passage. Every day reading God's Word. You stay with this. In a couple of months, this will be as normal as getting a cup of coffee as you start the day. Third, start and end every day with a prayer. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to cover everything on the list. In the morning, pray about what you plan to do. Pray for the safety of your family. In the evening, thank the Lord. Thank Him for the blessings and the prayers that were answered that day. Every day, pray. Number four, find a good book to read. Not a novel, not a murder mystery. A book that will help you spiritually. A book about parenting. A book about leadership. A book to help you. There are so many. On my nightstand is a book about Martin Luther, the great reformer. Sitting here on my desk is Crazy Busy, Awake at Night, Leadership and Self-Deception, Why We Stayed. Those are all books I plan to finish this month. Next month, there'll be another stack of books that I want to read. These give me ideas. They challenge me. They help me with issues that I face. These add value to your soul and are so much more useful than falling asleep each night watching TV. Some are not readers. We're moving away from books in this culture. Get books electronically if that helps, but make a list of books that you want to work through. There are so many things and a lot more that a person can do, but this is a start. Will this year be better for you spiritually than last year? Will this year put you in a position to help more people than you did last year? Will you go to the next level in faith and leadership for the Lord? Or will you merely get another year older, but basically stay the same? It's sad to see in a congregation have so many opportunities and tools to help some, and then to see those tools never being picked up or used. And those are the most often troubled and bothered and roughed up by Satan, those who don't pick up those tools. Increase our faith. It can happen. It can happen this year. But the Lord's not going to do that without you putting some effort into this and picking up the right kind of tools. It takes more than just sticking your big toe in the water once in a while. Strong faith results in right choices and right decisions. Strong faith builds stronger families. Strong faith becomes the backbone of strong congregations. Will your faith be stronger this year? It starts with you, and it begins even today. Thank you for listening.